This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflections series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. And if you are in doubt about what I have revealed to my servant, bring another chapter like it. The first point of reflection on this verse is that Allah challenges humankind to produce a chapter of a literary work similar to that of the Quran, if we're in doubt about the Quran being from God. Allah is basically saying you won't be able to do it. But actually, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah mentions this challenge two other times, starting actually from the whole Quran. If you don't believe that this is from Allah, produce one complete Quran like it. Having failed to meet that challenge, Allah reduced it to 12 chapters like it. And having failed to meet that challenge, Allah reduced it down to one chapter. And we have, towards the end of the Quran, very short chapters, only a few verses long. But no one managed to do so. The second point of reflection from this is that the challenge which was made was not just an empty challenge. 1,400 years ago, when the Prophet's enemies had every reason to attempt to meet the challenge, they weren't able to. Instead of boycotting the Prophet ﷺ's family, his clan, Banu Hashim, conspiring to kill him by bringing people from all the various clans, offering him material things to give up the message, pushing his uncle to try to convince him not to continue with this message of Islam. In spite of all of that, and the lives that were lost in the battles that they ended up fighting with the Prophet ﷺ and his followers after they fled to Medina, it doesn't make sense that if all that they had to do to defeat him was to imitate a chapter of the Quran, and they would not have not done so if it were at all possible. The third point of reflection is that we should be conscious of the various miracles of the Quran to further strengthen our own faith. Allah mentions a number of things about the world in which we live, whether it's the expanding universe, the Big Bang, the development of the embryo, at a time when there were no microscopes to have revealed that information, the mountains of ice in the atmosphere, all kinds of things that we've only discovered in recent times. These should strengthen further our faith because we're living in a world of science. So since science has played such a big role, where the scientists have become the priests of the new religion of science, We have in the Quran challenges to science. How in the world could Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a desert Arab, Bedouin, have known these things if it were not from God? The fourth point is that in my translation, I have translated what we have revealed to our servant as what I have revealed to my servant. The reason why is because the we and our are what are referred to as the royal we. That when powerful figures, you find this even in Old English, still used today even by the Queen, when she talks about herself going by herself anywhere, she still uses we. And it's used in the courts, British courts. In Old English, it was very common. But people have forgotten it. It's no longer in common use. So when they read in the Quran where Allah says, what we have revealed, they say, this is evidence that God isn't one. It's plural. But no, it's not that God is plural. There are multiple gods, three gods in one or these kinds of things. No. It's a matter of status. In the same way, in Arabic, when I say to you, peace be upon you, salam alaykum, technically speaking, that means peace be upon all of you, but I'm only talking to you alone. I could have said salam alayka, or if you were female, salam alayki. But instead, I've chosen to say salam alaykum, kum, which means you all. And that's honoring, showing a sense of honor. Not that you are a plural, you are singular. But referring to you in this way gives you honor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.